Now, let's lead off with the city of Bloomington gathering evidence to use against businesses that have defied the state's COVID restrictions on indoor bar and food service. Ryan Denham has more.
While the restrictions have been in place since November 4th, the issue flared over the weekend as videos and photos circulated on social media showing young people crowding into downtown bars. Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner says there were a lot of totally irresponsible actions in his city over the weekend, including downtown.
We are going to do absolutely everything that we can. This is just something that's over the top, if it's true.
City Manager Tim Gleason says they're still looking at their options. It includes penalties through the Bloomington Liquor Commission, such as suspending or revoking liquor licenses. But Gleason says they've also talked with the state's attorney's office about potential criminal liability through the Illinois Administrative Code. That would be a misdemeanor. The county's health department has received dozens of complaints, including against downtown bars. But those complaints on their own will not yield penalties. Health department officials say they have no authority to close or fine businesses for noncompliance with the state's guidelines or practices. Renner says to expect some sort of action from the city in the next 2 days.
This is not just a minor infraction. We really have had situations like this. They're putting not just their patrons at risk, but the entire community.
College-aged young people are the hardest hit group for COVID cases in McLean County. They're also frequent flyers in downtown Bloomington. ISU student Anna Feltzis says she was downtown Saturday with her friends. She says they've already had COVID, so she feels the risk of getting it again is low.
I think I'm safe. I feel fine going out, but that's me personally. I know some people are uncomfortable, but I am comfortable with it, so I'm going to keep going out until they do shut down for good.
Downtown bars are not the only ones choosing to ignore the state's COVID limits on indoor service. Several other Twin City restaurants say they're staying open regardless, some even announcing it to their customers on Facebook. I'm Ryan Denham.